The musical Grease is a perennial favorite at high schools and community theaters. It won't be performed in Philadelphia, though, because the show's licensing agent threatened to sue. The agency says the producers violated their contract by casting women in all the roles. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The title Grease refers to the fast food and motor oil that were central to 1950s teen culture. It also could apply to the hairstyle of John Travolta, who played Danny Zuko in the 1978 movie.
Some loving had me a blast.
Some loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy, cute as can be. That's Sandy's part.
Lee Etzel grew up listening to the movie soundtrack, so when she got a chance to play the role of Danny Zuko in the Philadelphia production, she didn't hesitate.
I have always liked singing John Travolta's parts in all the songs, so that part was a done deal. And also, namely because being a 6-foot-tall actress in Philadelphia does limit the roles you get to play.
She didn't get to play this one either. Grease was to be a collaboration between two small theater companies. Mady DiStefano, artistic director of Brat Productions, says they reimagined Grease as it might be performed at an all-girls high school.
It was adding just a little element of farce, but it was a directorial choice. It was a creative choice. In this day and age, with colorblind casting, genderblind casting, gay people playing straight roles, straight playing gay roles, like I can't believe someone would have an objection to this.
But someone did. Namely, the company that handles the musical's licensing, Samuel French Incorporated. DiStefano says she got a cease and desist letter from the New York-based company a few hours before the first scheduled performance.
Originally, their objection was to an all-female cast. They were claiming that changing the gender of the actors was the same as changing the script. And then their objection broadened to include the premise that it was a girls' high school production.
If you want to produce Grease, you first have to sign a standard contract saying that you won't deviate from the musical script without permission. DiStefano says her production was faithful to the words of the script, but that may not be enough.
When the playwright creates a play, most playwrights expect that their work will be respected and that they'll be performed the way that they envisioned them.
Bob Jarvis teaches law at Nova Southeastern University in Florida, and he's the co-writer of a textbook on theater law.
You're licensing the work to perform it as written. And as written, it is clear that certain characters are male and certain characters are female. The court is going to sit there and say, you know what, if you wanted to do an all-female production, you should have asked, should have gotten permission to do that.
The producers of the Philadelphia show say they did not seek permission to change the gender of the cast because they didn't know they should. Director Mady DiStefano says the contract they signed did not explicitly mention gender.
They have since changed their contract. If you download a Samuel French Grease contract now, it says that female roles must be played by women and male roles must be played by men. But that's brand new in the last week. That wasn't there when we signed our contract.
Samuel French would not comment for this story. Neither would Jim Jacobs, the surviving writer of Grease. But Jacobs joins a long list of writers who've tried to limit how their works can be cast.
Oh, Bess, oh, where's my Bess? Won't somebody tell me where?
Before he died, George Gershwin specified that only African-American actors could perform his opera, Porgy and Bess. Law professor Bob Jarvis says playwrights including Samuel Beckett or their heirs have fought against non-traditional casting.
Sam Shepard has had a number of instances where people have tried to change his plays, particularly True West. There was an attempt to change it last year on Broadway that got closed down.
At this point, you may be asking, what about all those cross-gender productions of Shakespeare? They're legal because Shakespeare's work is now in the public domain, and therefore you can make any changes you want. And, of course, in the Bard's time, men would have played all the women's roles anyway. Today, women often play male roles in high school musicals. John Ray of the MacGuffin Theater and Film Company directed an all-female production of Grease 2 years ago at St. Maria Goretti High School in Philadelphia.
For an all-girls school, that's absolutely how it's done. And I've done this even with a mixed cast, where you don't have enough guys, the girl will step in and play the part. I mean, they don't kiss on stage, but they'll go and do a hug. That's standard.
But even high school productions may not be safe. Just this past weekend, the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization stopped a performance of the musical Big River because a white student played the slave Jim, while a black student played Huck Finn. Samuel French Incorporated did not try to shut down the high school production of Grease in Philadelphia, but the company did try to prevent a cross-gender professional production. Actor and director Jillian Armenante plays lawyer Donna Kozlowski on the TV series Judging Amy. In 1992, she directed a professional production of Grease at Alice B. Theater in Seattle, with men in the women's roles and women in the men's roles. Armenante says she got a cease and desist letter from Samuel French, but went ahead with the show anyway.
It's okay for me to play a Hispanic woman in West Side Story. It's okay for me to play a straight lawyer on television. I've played many men in plays. So when they approached me and said, you can't do this play, I said, well, come and stop me.
Armenante says the show was a hit, and she never heard from Samuel French again. The producers of the Philadelphia show are still trying to persuade the company to allow their all-female production, so far without success. So they're using the same costumes and props in a satirical 1950s-style musical called Grease and Desist. Actor Lee Etzel still gets to slick back her hair and wear a white t-shirt that shows off her biceps, but she says it's not quite the same as playing Danny Zuko.
I'm very sad, but it's not like I'm giving up. Hopefully one day there will be a new attitude.
If not, all girls high schools around the country may have to find a new favorite musical or take their chances. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.